the fucking intro.
This is Dustin, and I'm not joined by Chris, but this is SLC Punkcast. Chris is unfortunately sick, so he was not able to make it today, but we had the guys from Houston and the Dirty Rats stop by. They're on a tour right now, and they did a show last night in Salt Lake City, and they are doing a show right now as we speak in Provo, Utah. They did stop by. We did do an interview. So we're going to put something together and put it out so you can check out what Houston and the Dirty Rats are, what they have, what they're up to, their tour, all of that. So I'm going to kind of get right into what we're doing. Well, what I'm going to do, play a song by Houston and the Dirty Rats, and then we will jump right into the interview right after the first song. And then after that, we'll get into a bunch more music, and yeah, it's going to be awesome. So first up, let's get into a track off of their Rat EP, which I've also got off of the Rat EP Plus, which they gave to me today. This first song that we're going to play is called Pass Me By. Awesome track. Again, this is Houston and the Dirty Rats, who are out of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. So here it is. This is Dustin, and I am joined with Houston and the Dirty Rats live in Salt Lake with me. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Doing pretty awesome.
Let's go around the table and introduce yourself, so let us know who's here.
I am Houston.
Of Houston and the Dirty Rats.
Tony Bones, playing drums.
And I'm Gerard, playing bass.
Excellent. So we have all three guys in studio with me. In studio meaning the basement, as y'all know, because we post some pictures every now and again.
The basement.
So you guys are out on tour. I've caught you in between shows in Utah. So we had a show last night in Salt Lake City.
That was the best.
We have a show coming up tonight in Provo.
Yeah.
So about a 45-minute drive south. You guys, how was the show last night?
Oh, my God. One of the best shows of the entire tour.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome.
I meant to get there. I had to work late, and I'd asked ahead of time, and you guys said 9:30. Unfortunately, I was pulling up the address, and I saw the live video, and I thought, oh, shit, I'm going to be late. Yep. And I legitimately was pulling into the neighborhood after the fact, and I'm like, ah, fuck. Well, I don't know who the other guys are, and you guys are probably tearing down your instruments and such, so... I didn't make it. That's on me. I should have just went earlier. I wish I could have been there earlier. But it looked cool. I shared the show, the live feed on.
Wow.
I
saw that.
Yeah. I did not see that.
So everybody could check that out. It was awesome. You guys played about 25 minutes. It's going to lead me into a question.
It was only 25 minutes? It felt like 40.
The video was about 25.
I've been like low-key speeding up your songs every night.
Yeah. No, I've noticed. I've noticed. Just like it's like, Tony, slow down.
So how many shows are you in to the tour?
I think it's probably, it's like 25 or 30.
No, I think
like
it's been more.
It's like 28.
I mean, maybe 28.
About 28, right? About 31 days,
yeah,
I said?
Yeah, we've had like a few days off.
At least
like,
three.
Yeah, at least three, so.
Where have you taken a day off then? We'll hit there first.
Alright, so our first day off was pretty awesome. Was in, we were in New Orleans. For
oh my god. Nice. Mardi Gras,
that's awesome. That
you
was a good plan on your part.
Alright, so it was the first time Houston ever got drunk, and I loved it because I had to carry his ass down like maybe 8 blocks through New Orleans. It was the best experience.
It was insane because like I try to be really responsible, you know, like I'm always the one like it's normally like the DD, the designated
right.
driver and stuff.
And he does a good job.
And
but
like it was our day off, it was Mardi Gras, and I was like,
how
you know
can
what?
You not?
I got this thing called a hand grenade. And oh, it has, it's like,
it's got like everything in it.
Those things are dangerous.
Oh my god, that was like, I had two of those and I was pretty smacked.
It nice. Made a, it made a Long Island iced tea look like, I don't know,
like
a bottle
nothing.
Of water.
Quite a mix. Did you throw it up?
No,
that's
actually,
good.
I'm
that's
so
good.
Proud of him.
Yeah. I think none of us puked, so that
no,
was really
no,
good.
It was good. It was
that's
a good
awesome.
Night.
So you had the full day in New Orleans?
Yeah, yeah, full day. It was really cool. We stayed with this band called Paris Avenue.
Okay.
And we had played the prior night in Baton Rouge. We played Lundi Gras in Baton Rouge that night because we couldn't book New Orleans. You know,
no
everybody was doing
sure,
the festivities.
Everything was
and
probably
stuff.
Full.
Yeah.
But you like, were close.
Yeah,
where's
we were really
the band
close.
From?
The band, I think they're based out of pretty much that general Louisiana area.
Okay.
Like, they're based out of NOLA and Baton Rouge. Like, I know, like, the lead vocalist, I believe, lives in Baton Rouge because there's, like, a university or something there. And then the rest of the band lives in, like, NOLA. And
okay.
And they're all, like, from that general area. It was really cool, though. They're good. They're, like, a kind of, like, pop punk, like, Fall Out Boy.
Oh, kinda. Sweet.
They're really like, alternative, and I like
yeah,
them a lot.
They're really nice kids. They really are. They've been a band for a few years, and they're definitely, they're playing they're doing a lot of openings for big bands in NOLA, and they're called Paris Avenue. Like
great.
Said, they're really cool.
I'll have to check them out. You know, big part of our show, you know, we like to talk to other bands, see what they're up to, but also who you playing with, who you listening to, because
yeah.
we haven't heard everybody. We haven't checked out everybody, and I'd love to check out Paris Avenue, so I'll have to do that now.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
So,
see
next,
if drive out.
Where else have you taken a day off?
Where else have we taken a day off? Ooh.
No, where were we? The space place.
Oh.
Oh, in Louisiana, I think it was.
Yeah, it was like, it was, no, it was Mississippi.
No, yeah, it was in Mississippi because.
The rocket testing facility.
Nice.
It was really awesome. Cool. I mean, I would have loved to see a rocket go off, but then again, I'd probably be deaf right now. More so than I already am.
Yeah, I think actually, I'm trying to remember. I think, yeah, oh, that was it because We drove from Baton Rouge to get to Texas.
Okay.
And we stopped through Mississippi or whatever. It might have even been before, I don't know, my time. All the days blend together. But yeah,
sure.
we saw the rocket testing facility. That was really quite
interesting. A lot of drives. So what, about 30 days roughly into the tour, about 28 shows. Where'd the tour start?
The tour started pretty much near
it was
us.
Philly.
Yeah, our first show was
in Philadelphia.
And you
guys are out of New Jersey, so
yeah, we're based
Phillipsburg.
Out of Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yep.
Except Tony.
Yeah, Tony actually.
I'm not even in this band.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's really cool for this tour. Tony Bones did a huge favor for us because.
That's awesome.
He's in a hardcore / femcore awesome band called Ides.
Okay.
They're amazing.
And they're from, like, North Jersey, but, like, he's from Asbury Park, and they're really freaking cool. They're
That's
really
great.
Cool.
Awesome. That's great that you were able to do it. I'm sure you're having a blast, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, drums in both bands?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, so you start near Philly, work your way down south, obviously hit New Orleans. How long ago were you guys in New Orleans? So it's Mardi Gras, so just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
about 2 weeks ago?
It was about, yeah, it seems like ages ago. Because, like, when you look at our tour, like, we were going down the coast. Like, actually, let me pull out. I can probably look at, because everything starts to blend together.
Oh,
we
I'm sure, and on the road, and it's the three of you. You guys parked your van outside. We're outside my house. That's where my studio is in my house, and so your van's out there, and it's just the three of you, right?
Yeah, it's just the three of us.
Yeah. So I'm sure stuff starts to blend together because getting from place to place to place, like if you wherever you were at to get to Salt Lake was probably at least a 6 to 8 hour drive.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I mean, hey, that was our other free day though. We spent it in San Francisco, and I didn't want to leave, but
right, San Francisco
is a big
great
thing
place.
Because
the East Bay is beautiful.
Out of like the 3 days that we probably had off, one of them was we experienced the East Bay.
Oh, nice.
Because, I mean, like, it's really cool. Like, we played a bunch of shows in California. We played Oxnard, which is known. There's the whole Nard.
That was the show right before here, right?
It's pretty close.
Okay.
It was like a show or two ago.
Yeah, a show or two ago.
I saw the video. I didn't see it, but I saw you had posted the video from Oxnard.
Yeah, because we played Oxnard, and that was really neat. And then we drove from Oxnard to the East Bay. And then we experienced everything, like I said.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was so cool. Like Gerard went and he saw the seals and he got sour
dough.
Yeah,
I wanted to see the seals. Also, how do you pronounce it? I was like, Bowdoin bread. Like, I live and breathe for that sourdough bread, man. Nah. I've been eating that stuff since I was a kid. We'd get it. My dad would bring it home sometimes and it'd be like.
Was it
that
better
was breakfast.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, it was right out of the factory. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It was right out of the bakery. Nice. Oh, my God.
8 to 1 is warm.
Yeah. But no, it was really cool because before we went to San Francisco, I did something because, like, I know I'll definitely, I'll book us there for this summer coming, but there's the legendary 924 Gilman Street.
Right.
924 Gilman Street. And that's where, like, Green Day started, freaking, like, The Offspring played there, No Use for a Name.
Operation Ivy's played there.
Yeah.
Operation Ivy. I was going to say Ivy. Yeah. That was their venue. Yep. Rancid played there. And, like, we saw, like, the piss-soaked front. You know, like, walk up to it, and it smells like a stable.
Nice.
Like, it was crazy.
Great.
Like, it was so punk rock. Yeah, like, it was ridiculous. And then, like, we went to San Francisco, and then after that, because I just had to, we stopped by Fat Records headquarters. Because
great.
It's like, I love Fat Records, my favorite
right.
record label, and...
Put out a
really
lot
cool.
of good shows, a lot of good bands.
Oh my God.
Good
bands.
They're doing a for Punk Rock Bowling. Chris and I are going because again we're Salt Lake, so Las Vegas only about a 6 hour drive for us, maybe a little less. And so we'll both be going there, and they're doing a show that's all Fat Records, all Fat Night. And,
oh really?
And, yeah.
Cool.
So I think Lagwagon, Gang of Four, Bomb Pops. God, there's two other bands I can't think of
playing.
Who are. Who's that?
Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
Maybe they
yeah,
were on there
really
too. I can't remember offhand who was on that poster, but that's one of the nights, one of the club shows.
Yeah.
Is there?
No, it was really cool. Actually, before we played Salt Lake, we played Reno. And when we played Reno, it was really neat. We played a venue called Jub Jubs. And actually, there's this huge, like, you always say you're into different bands and new music and stuff.
Right.
There's this big festival that goes on in Reno. Maybe one of these days you just make the drive.
Yeah,
back.
I'll have to check
kind
it out.
Of far, but it's called Skate Jam. And
okay.
It's every year they do it at the end of February. And what's cool about Skate Jam is it's getting bigger and bigger. This year they actually had two Fat Records bands.
Wow.
They had, I believe, the Bomb Pops and Bad Cop, Bad Cop. I could be wrong, but I know at least
great.
The Bomb Pops played. And then there's also a band that's rising out of the whole Reno area. They're called Boss Daughter.
Boss Daughter?
Yeah, they're called Boss Daughter.
Okay.
And that was really cool. So, like, we played Jub Dubs, like, 3 days after that. So, it was kind of weird. Everybody was like, man, you guys should have played Skate Jam. And I'm like, I couldn't play Skate Jam. I was playing, like, I was in California. But, yeah, and then after that, we drove the whatever it is, 8 hour drive or something to Salt Lake.
Right. Yeah, it's about 8, something like that, from Reno. It's... You know, any decent-sized city in Wyoming's got to be 4 or 5 hours, and that's if you're playing there. And then Denver's about 8 hours. Boise's like 6 hours. Vegas is about 5.5. So any of those bigger cities, they're all not that close to Salt Lake.
Yeah, no. like, when you talk to different bands on the road and stuff, like, I know there's a band, like, if you ask about kind of, like, contemporaries bands we work with, there's a band from Buffalo, New York called On the Cinder.
On the Cinder, okay.
On the Cinder. And On the Cinder is really cool, and they tour a lot. And the one thing from talking to their lead vocalist that does a lot of their booking, I mean, their bass player does too, but talking to Jason, their lead vocalist, he was like, dude, man, on the East Coast, in the South, like, everything's really close. You can do like 3 hours, 4 hours.
Right.
You go out west, it's like 8, 10, 7.
Right.
It's a long drive.
Everything's really far away.
It's a very long drive.
Right. You could probably do the coast okay, I would imagine.
Yeah,
it's
coast isn't that bad.
Decent sized cities, but
New England?
Phoenix is probably like 4 hours from Vegas. So if you, and what a lot of bands do, they either hit right below us, so they're hitting through Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, then they go up the coast.
Yeah.
And then they're hitting up the coast, and then they're, you know, hit Boise. And so Boise gets hit a lot more than us, even though the cities are probably similar in size. But we're just so far away that, you know, a lot of bands skip over here, which is unfortunate.
I knew, like, we had to play Salt Lake. Because when you look at, like, when you look at a map and you see, like, all the cities and stuff, like, Salt Lake stands out because, like, also there's that movie from the 90s. SLC Punk.
Right?
Yeah,
SLC that's Punk. That's what we named our show after, is SLC Punk Cast. Yes.
But yeah, no, I mean, with like SLC Punk and Steve-O and freaking Heroin Bob and all that stuff,
right.
Like, it's just such a cool movie. I remember watching it when I was like 16 years old, and I was like, I gotta play Salt Lake. I gotta go there. And then also, everybody says, especially on the East Coast, everybody says play Salt Lake. So it's weird.
I
a lot
think
of people.
Bands won't regret it if they show up, but a lot of them, it just maybe doesn't fit in with the tour.
Yeah, maybe it's out of the way.
Sure.
But it's just, I just was so happy we were able to play here. And, like, the house show we played last night, like we said earlier, it was amazing.
Phenomenal.
Like, that's really, awesome. Like, that, it's like, they pretty much, the two best shows we played on this tour was, like, or I can't just say two. I would say, like, any show in Texas was amazing. And then, like, playing Salt Lake last night was incredible. And I'm super stoked for Provo. Yeah, dude.
That's great. What venue are you guys playing at tonight in Provo?
In Provo, I think it's called the Rad Shack.
Okay, yeah, I remember that from the flyer now that you say that. So, speaking of last night, the bands that were there, those all local bands?
Yes.
To be honest, I don't know all them.
Yeah,
I know a lot of local bands. I don't know all the local bands.
I hate to sound like this, but the big problem was, like, I knew the bands we were originally playing with, but then, like, most of the bands, I think, due to different circumstances, they had to, like, drop off and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So we actually played with a totally different lineup than the flyer.
Wow.
The
flyer had, because all the bands.
Yeah, all the bands were awesome. Yeah.
That's good.
But it was a totally different lineup, so I don't really know. All I know is that there's a band called Shit Dogma, and we're playing with them tonight.
Okay.
Really cool. Yeah, they were so sick.
They're
really
nice. Awesome. They let us stay at their house.
They let us stay at their house last night, too. So
it was coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
That's great. Next time you guys come through, hit me up. I've got some space.
Awesome,
here.
Dude. Definitely.
Yeah. So on the tour, you have about, what, 5 more shows? You're working your way into Provo, and then you're heading back east from here, right?
Yeah, we're working our way. Like, I'm trying to pick up a couple of shows here, more in there. Because
okay.
We have, like, because, like, with booking, like, sometimes, like, especially I've learned in the Midwest, like, it's a little rough with some of the venues. So,
okay.
Like, but, I mean, like, it's really cool. Like, we're playing a show in Kansas. We're playing Lawrence, Kansas. We have a show in Cincinnati.
Okay.
We're playing our last show of the tour is in Philadelphia. And then also on Monday, we're playing Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay.
So that's
really not too far from here. That's only, what, about 4 hours, roughly? And you're in Provo, so you're probably heading south to get there, I'd imagine?
Yeah, like, I think pretty much, like, we can pretty much just take I-70.
Right.
Just to get right.
And that's
through,
like, 3.5, 4 hours. That's pretty much smaller drive. So that's good. Colorado Springs, decent-sized city. Are you going to hit Denver, or are you just heading out through Colorado after that?
What our big plan that we're going to be doing is our friends, like an old, our Jersey homeboys, they're called the Oi Scouts. Like, they've been around for...
They're going to be here on Monday.
They're going to be here on... They're going to be here on... Oh, yeah, they're going to be here on Monday in Salt Lake.
Salt Lake on Monday.
But Tuesday, they're going to be in Denver. And, like, we're going to probably meet up with them in Denver.
Great.
Because, like, since that was happening, Denver, we can really book Denver.
Sure.
So we're gonna hang out with our friends in the Oi Scouts, and like, and then also, what's it called? They're playing with that awesome
Corrupted Youth.
Corrupted Youth. They're playing with Corrupted Youth from, I believe it's L.A.
I think so.
They're a good band. They're a good band, and
exciting.
Should be a good show.
Yeah. They're here, and they're playing with a couple local bands here that I'm familiar with. On Monday, they'll be at the Beehive, and they're playing with Press Gang Union. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're a local band, really good, and Endless Struggle. They're local, but they've played since the 90s. They toured with the Casualties. Casualties kind of picked them up, put them on their label back in the 90s, and they toured around. So they've been around, but they're local here, and they played a lot of local shows still. That might be what they're doing, but Bobby Struggle, cool guy. So they're playing with the Corrupted Youth and Oi Scouts here on Monday. So it's cool you guys will be getting to play with them on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to weigh ass. It'll be really neat because, like, the big thing that's really cool when you said about, like, having days off and stuff, like, sometimes also, like, when you have a day off, you can, like, explore cities. You can go, you're in places you've never been before. But the really cool thing is when you can see your friends in a different city.
That's sure. always fun.
Like, yeah, I bet meeting up, yeah.
The first time that that happened all tour, I would say, actually, it might have been, I think I stand corrected, our first day off before even New Orleans was in Florida. And we,
oh my God.
This is, yes. talk about the planets aligning, like just all the planets coming together. Because one of my best friends that I've met on all of the internet is this guy named Jacob Lee Drew. I'm probably butchering his last name. I just know him as Jake from Dial Drive.
Dial Drive is another really good band.
Dial Drive? They kind of have like a less than Jake sound without like the ska like horn element. It's really cool. And Dial Drive are from Orlando, but they were playing Jacksonville with On the Cinder from Buffalo, New York.
Wow.
And those are like two of my best friends, and they were in Jacksonville. So like two of my best friends from Buffalo and Orlando, we met up in like northern Florida. It was our day off. We all hang out, drank. It was such a blast. Great show.
Really good show.
Stacked bill. Like all the bands.
Sunny knows
solid.
How to book.
Yeah, Sunny Parker in like Jacksonville, Florida. She is awesome. She's the bomb. Like
that's great.
Yeah, she books a lot of shows in Jacksonville, and
she
that was really
like
cool.
Three venues.
And, yeah, she books like three venues. Yeah.
That's
and then,
great.
And then, like, pretty much the second time this happening is this show in Denver we're going to go to, and, like, all, like, the Oi Scouts are playing, like you said earlier, like, freaking, like, Corrupted Youth. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the cool thing to do with, like, your days off. And,
that's great. So you have a good tour. What is it like booking your tour? Because you guys have taken care of this yourself, right?
All right. So
what's it like?
What is it
well,
like?
I've never toured myself, and so I can only assume a lot of things about touring, but I know you guys for sure are most touring.
Step one, buy a laptop. Step two, smash laptop. Step two, three, buy another laptop. I guess what I would say is it's definitely a love-hate relationship. If you've never booked a tour before, like this is like kind of like my...
It's the biggest pain in the ass.
Yeah, this is like my second really big venture into touring. Like, I've done, like, kind of, like, I did, like, a big East Coast tour.
The East Coast thing was kind of cool.
Yeah, we did a big East Coast thing this past summer, like, the summer of 2017. And then, during the fall and stuff, we did, like, small runs. Like, we went to Vermont. Vermont has a
really
good scene.
Nice.
Went to Vermont.
Just the snow really sucks.
Yeah, the snow does suck. It's crazy.
Jeez,
it'll come out of nowhere.
Man.
Really?
Yeah, like, we just, like, we drove up to Vermont, and then, like, it was, there was no flurries, no nothing.
No,
and
just,
then you
like,
wake
ice,
up.
Slush, and snow. It was just...
And then you wake up, and there's, like, 6 inches of snow on the ground. You're
like
what
the hell happened? It's like, it was perfectly clear. I could see the stars in the sky, and then it's just, like, whomp.
We hit Utah in a good week. Last week, a lot of snow.
Dude.
We had about a foot of snow over the weekend last weekend, yeah.
We've been, knock on wood, we've been really fortunate with,
you
like,
just
avoiding
screwed us.
All of the snow. So
it is coming.
Totally,
it is coming,
totally
but we're already 2 days
now.
Kind of past when the rain and stuff's supposed to come in. The rain happened a little bit yesterday, but we've been warm enough. And I think it was like 50-something outside just when you guys walked in. So
yeah, no, it's been beautiful.
Even if the rain comes in, you guys are probably set. And you're heading away from the storm. The way the storms usually work, they work their way from the coast to us, then to Colorado. Colorado's usually a day later than us, whatever our weather is. So you're probably going to be set.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully by the time we get to Kansas, there won't be a whole lot of snow. Hopefully.
Right. It usually fizzles out. It's the mountain ranges here that kind of hold
time.
It. So you have the mountains over the border on California, Nevada, and then it comes and hits our western mountain range. And you hit the Rockies, which is our eastern mountain range, and that on the other side of the Rockies is Denver. And once you hit that, it's just nothing.
I just have to say,
so it usually fizzles out.
Coming from, like, Jersey and like, the East Coast... The mountains.
Oh my God. Like, I wanted to cry. They were so beautiful.
It looks like a Coors Light bottle. You know what I mean? Like,
you see the mountain beer as cold as the Rockies.
Like, it is insane. Like, especially, like, because it's February and, like, they're covered with snow. Everything looks like a postcard.
See, I love to ski. So, like, I remember saying in the car, it's like, dude, I'd love to ski down these hills, and then Houston looks at me, he's like, you're insane. No.
Well, it's a good time. Hit us last month in January. There was not a lot of a guy I know who goes and skis. And rocks just poking out all over, so kind of rough. Ooh, but yeah. Now our mountains get double or triple the snow we get down here in the valley, and so the skiing's good again. If you're into that, yeah.
Oh my god! You see, I want to just like pitch a tent in the middle of the woods, just kind of like live there for like 2-3 days, get real sick of the snow, and ski down the mountain.
It's going to be cold. It's really cold. When I say it's about 50 here right now, it might be. So last weekend,
-10.
We were about 32-ish. So right around freezing down here in the valley. But it was all right. It wasn't snowing. But up in the ski resorts, it was about zero, maybe negative.
Love it.
Up to negative five. So it's pretty cold.
That's wild.
I feel like the lowest I'll go is negative 15. After that, I'm done. That's where I'm going to call it quits. I mean, negative 30. I mean... I've done that before, but no, I'm good.
Yeah, it gets really cold. Yeah, if you come back out here and tour, take a day off, go see the mountains. There's a lot to see up in the mountains, and it's better May. Typically, the snow's melted by May.
I was going to say, is there snow in the summer? Is there snow in the summer or no? There's no snow.
Not often, but I do some other activities and some outdoor activities, so it sticks in my mind. One time we had snow in the valley and went, a bunch of mountains first weekend of June. Mm-hmm. That happened. And then one time 4 or 5 years ago, July, snowed. It was just 70s.
Wow.
So it was already kind of cooler because normally we're 90s
snowing
in July.
In the middle
once it gets
of
to August.
August,
we're 100 up to 110 maybe, somewhere like that. And middle of July, it was just cold and this cold front moved in and just dipped down and got just cold enough where it was snow. It really didn't stick to the road, but it was actually snowing. So typically, no. Typically, we have 90 to 100 degrees in July, August.
That's what I expected.
And the mountains are about 70 or so. So it's a really nice place to go. It's still really warm, but there's no snow at night. It might get down to like 50 or so. So not so bad.
No, it'll be really cool. I know like I'll talk a little bit more about touring in like a second, but I know that we'll be back here in July and we'll be back here in September. And in July, we're actually going to be playing like we might be playing one or more days, but there's going to be like a 3-day festival. And it starts with an M. I don't know that. It's like park. What's the national park?
Zion. There's nice. Are you talking about up north?
Up here. It's where that rock formation that's on the license plate is. That's what the guy was telling me.
Oh, that's south. That's like 4 hours from here.
What is
Colorado Springs is probably closer than that. That's Arches National Park.
I don't know.
Or
it's called
Moab
like,
is the city. Moab's the city.
Moab. We're going to be playing like the festival in Moab.
So you're
in
actually
July.
Not that close. Colorado Springs might be closer than Moab. But they're probably very similar in distance, even though it's still the same state.
The guy was telling me like last night, he was making it seem like Moab is like really close to Salt Lake.
Moab's about 4 hours roughly.
Wow.
It's about 4 hours.
Yeah, just like in LA where it's like, oh yeah, it's like right next to it. It's like, nah, it's 45 minutes down the road. What are you talking about? You're lying to us.
But no,
so,
that's crazy.
That'd
Moab.
Be cool.
But yeah,
Moab's a great place. People love Moab. It's popular from about this time, March, until it's probably popular year-round, but, it's a little colder. It's colder than it is here in Salt Lake because it's higher elevation. It's considered to be in the mountains.
Okay.
So it's a little bit colder, not much, but summertime would be a great time to go.
Yeah.
There's a ton of cool stuff to go
see. It's going to be like they're calling it like the punk show in the desert. So
that's awesome. I'll have to check that out.
It's going to be like a big 3-day thing. I'll send you any info when I have more on it.
Please do. Yes.
And that'll be a really cool thing that we're going to be doing. And then also like, going back to when you asked me about booking and stuff, like the really cool thing is it's kind of like you got to do like this, like we're just sitting here talking,
right?
But you have to learn how to do that online through emails, and like before you know it, like you start to make all these friends. And that's the really cool thing, especially on this level, doing like independent touring,
right?
Like especially when you're doing massive touring, like I want to spend like 9 months on the road. We're gonna do 7 months on the road this year alone.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
So you've already got a month under your belt.
So
you have 6 months more to go.
Yeah,
and you probably have another week or two at least before you wrap
up
these
we
five
have
shows.
Like, we have like whatever it is, like
it's like 16 days.
Yeah,
left, 16. Something like 15 that.
So that'll
days,
be a month and a half out of your 7.
Yeah, just enough underwear.
Yeah.
But no, it's really cool. I mean, like the big thing that's neat about it too is like when you start to make the friends and all the connections and all that stuff, you start to like you just, you have all, you gain all this knowledge, and it starts to be that it's not so much like, oh, I need to book a show in Salt Lake City. It's like, no, I want to see my friends in Salt Lake City. I want to see that band. Oh, whoa, they couldn't play with us last time, but we'll play with them this time. Like that band Boss Daughter from Reno.
Right.
We weren't able to play with them because they were playing that skate jam. But when I go to Reno this next time, I'll be able to play with them and stuff like that. So it's
and you
really
make
cool.
connections with all the bands. The bands, you know, because you guys, so on tour, we were talking about Chin Up Kid earlier. So they're from Indianapolis. When they toured, they toured with another band, and then they're kind of doing what you're doing. You guys are even, you know, more independent because yeah. you're going by yourself, setting your own shows up. Have you played?
That's weird.
So first off, have you played with anybody twice?
The first time we're playing with someone twice is actually tonight.
So Shit Dogma,
yeah,
right?
Shit Dogma is the first time we've ever played with someone twice because when so a lot of the bands, like when the bands dropped off the bill last night, Shit Dogma was like, well, let's play. Because they're from Salt Lake. I didn't even know that. I thought they were from Provo. And they're like, we're from Salt Lake, so like, let's play. So that was really cool. And
that's great.
But, no, we really haven't played with any bands twice, pretty much.
So the good thing is you're building your network already on top of however you did it the first time.
Yeah.
The first time, you know, good for you. I'm sure that's probably why you're saying break the laptop. That's got to take a lot of work.
It takes
just
a lot of work.
Checking and finding people. And then yeah. you got to find somebody there that's like, hey, yeah, we want to see you. So I want to help you out. And I'm going to go out of my way to put you in connection with, you know, somebody that's going to set you up.
It's true. It's a lot of emails. It's a lot of, like, Facebook is amazing. I have to say, like, I'm like, this is me, like, I'm really old school. I like notebooks. I like sending posts. I like selling. Yeah, the overlords. But, like, I love sending postcards, writing letters, doing everything on
like,
paper.
Bought 6 postcards yesterday.
Yeah, like, I'm sending
like,
out postcards.
I wish I was joking, but, like.
I'm sending out postcards to all my family and all my friends and all that stuff. And, like, the big thing is, it's just, I like paper, but, like, you really have to learn and adjust and, like, Facebook's such a big tool because it's really neat because when you have Facebook, it's not just emails. It really is, like I said, you're meeting these people. And I think even right. before we did this podcast, I talked to you about how like meeting you in person like this,
right.
that's normally how it goes locally. Like
sure.
I'll go to a
I
show.
I had no idea this was even happening.
Yeah, like
he's
yeah,
just no. like, oh, we're going to an interview or something. I'm like, okay.
What it is like you go to a local show and you'll meet someone and it'll be like, let's say you see like, oh, wow, there's a band from Connecticut playing this venue like Friday. And you'd be like, oh, cool. Let me see that band from Connecticut. And then you talk to them and they'll tell you like, oh, you should play here and check out this band and all that stuff. But like with Facebook, you're able to do that online. You can literally like being a part of different groups and different things.
I don't know
things.
How people like back in the day. Would, like,
yeah,
bands,
I don't
like,
I mean,
know,
like,
you know.
I think I could.
Like the 90s, even. Just like the early 90s, where internet's really not.
Just barely.
For networking as much.
The big thing was in the 90s, like, I feel like. I think I definitely could do it, but Facebook does make it easier because you kind
Facebook
of have that, like, personal connection.
Really?
Yeah, it goes like, back to phone calls, or, you know,
yeah,
you're going to go through
calls,
paper, and you're sending out letters.
Like, what the hell
I mean,
is
how long
exactly
before?
Yes.
You got, like, 3 or 4 days minimum before they get it, and then how long is it going to take for them? And then they got to send it back. So, I mean, like, 2 weeks, you got to set your tour up. Like a year ahead almost.
Yeah, no, it's like, so true. I think that it definitely took a lot longer to book, like, be on the road for, like, let's say, like, 9-10 months out of the year because you had to figure out, like, you had to build the network, like, one show at a time almost. It
right.
wasn't like you can meet a whole bunch of people online and book a tour. Like, the big thing that everybody will say, and, like, I still subscribe to the magazine, is there was Maximum Rock and Roll, which was founded by Tim, I can't think of his last name. I think it starts with a Y, I could be wrong. But Tim
records out DIY.
Yeah, yeah. NoFX wrote the song. I'm telling Tim because like Tim would judge all of like the punk scene stuff.
Someone's watching you.
But Tim ran Maximum Rock and Roll, which was based out of like Berkeley and like Oakland and stuff. I think that he also was a big financial backer of Gilman Street, like the venue and stuff. Yeah, and Tim ran Maximum Rock and Roll, and he said what was punk. He pretty much documented what bands were going on internationally, even not just in the U.S. And then once a year or twice a year, they would put out an issue called Book Your Life, and it would be an issue just dedicated to venues and bands in the the international United States. And back in the day, like, that's how people did this, because it would just be literally, it'd be like someone be like, "Yo, I run an art space in Washington D.C. I have a house venue in Kansas," and then you'd call up them and be like, "Oh, hey, I saw your article in Maximum Rock and Roll. Can you book my band?" Be like, "Oh, cool. Yeah, mail us your cassette tape." You know, like, that's what it was like. That was what it was like. You know, it would be like, "Yo, can you hold up your Walkman to the phone? I want to hear what you guys sound like." And sometimes, because there wasn't the whole digital thing, like, I'm a huge NoFX fan, and, like, when NoFX talked about booking their tours, like, they sometimes would wrongfully book these, like, cowboy bars, and, like, there were, like, rednecks that did not want any part of punk rock, because, like, they'd show up, and they'd be like, "All right, so, like, let's hear some Willie Nelson," and they'd be like, "We're a punk band," and they'd be like, "You're a what?" Like, because, like, they couldn't even listen to you ahead of time, you know?
Right.
So, it was really crazy, and then you show up, and then you can't play.
That is funny. For you, how did you get this tour, or not this tour, this house? So it was a house show you play. How did you get this house in Kearns, Utah, which is, it's kind of a suburb or so of Utah?
Well, Salt Lake. The big thing I'll do a shout out, I keep saying him, and I hope he doesn't hate me for it, is there was a man called Kevin Neal. And I believe Kevin is either, like, in his 30s or 40s. I don't know. He's not a young guy. And
we'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm
say 30.
Shots fired. I don't want to offend you, Kevin. But no, like, when I say that he is, I feel that it's like he's soaked up so much knowledge.
He's,
I mean, like,
seen it all,
he's not like a 20-year-old kid
that's
stupid.
That
I feel like saying that he's older, like. He's older, and he's got that knowledge, and he knows everything about, like, he's lived in California, he's lived in Vegas, he's lived in Salt Lake, I think he's even lived in Colorado, and
wow.
he's a part of all these scenes, so many people know him. He runs, like, I think it's called, like, Warning Label Distro. He runs, like, a cassette distribution thing, and, like, he's a really cool dude, and I found him, and through finding him, I was able to book a show in Vegas. Through him, I was able to book this show in Salt Lake. I didn't book the Provo show through him, but, like, anytime I had a problem with, like, this whole, like, northwestern area,
right.
He knows so many people. So, like, because, like I said, it's almost like with the internet, I'm not going to the shows and meeting someone face to face.
Right.
But with online, it's like someone was like, "Yo, hit up Kevin. Kevin's the man. Kevin's the biblical dictionary of the West." So then I hit up Kevin, and Kevin's just like, "Hit up these people." And then, like, I'm like, "Those 10 people didn't work. Hit up these 10 people. Those 10 people. One of those 10 people. Hit up these 10. You know, like, he just sent me so many contacts, and that's how I end up in Kearns.
Salt Lake. That's just, it was in a... just a suburban neighborhood.
Yeah, it was really cool. And, like, the guy, this kid Jack, who's really new to booking shows, he's going to be running that thing in what's the park called again?
Moab. Nice.
He's gonna,
well, good for Jack.
Jack. Like,
let's hear it for Jack.
Last night was his second show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night was Jack's second show, really, they'd ever run, and it was a huge success. Like, he really. Like
smashing.
The big thing I tried to...
There's a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like
doorknob.
Good turnout, though.
Oh, my
great
God.
Turnout.
It was one of
the
best turnouts.
A variety of
people.
And I did, like I said, I went
show.
By, but I didn't know anybody there, and I thought, these guys are probably busy, and I already fucking missed them anyway, so no worries. But
no,
it looked like
turnout. It was a good turnout. And the big thing I was gonna say, like, if I have to say the coolest thing about touring and booking and stuff is the big thing you need to find... is you can't really, like, the one reason why I'm against the major labels and even, like, some of the larger independent labels, because, like, sometimes, like, you don't want to sell yourself short or even approach some of that till you're ready, because you don't really need it. Like, the whole thing is, if you can find, like, one to two, maybe three people per state, per city, per area, or even just one good person in a city, that person can make all the difference. And it's all, like, as you would say, like, you don't need necessarily one big dude or girl that's like, "Oh, right. I book everybody, I know everybody." You need so much. It's like a guy like Jack, or right. like a guy like Kevin
Sunny.
Or a girl, I was gonna say, a girl like Sunny Parker in Jackson. I'll shout her out again, she's awesome. I know she's
Thank
gonna probably
you,
hate me, her email is gonna be even fuller than it is. I know, like, she's already booked till, like, August, you know. But
that's,
like,
that's good.
Yeah, but no, the whole thing is finding those people, because, like, that's what makes this happen. Like, because people are like, "How I can't even book a week tour. How'd you do it?" You just need to find that one person. And even if, like, they're just starting out, like, they're building their following. And also, they're only working on, like, you have me, where I'm running so many shows. that it'd be really hard for me to properly promote a show in Salt Lake City. But, like, meeting a guy like Jack, and, like, this is all he – it's his second show. He's so excited. He's doing it.
Right.
He's new to it. He promoted the heck out of that. He made flyers. He had one of his friends draw the flyer. Like, you should definitely check it out. Like, go into our
– I know, the flyer's cool.
Yeah,
the flyer's really cool.
The
throwback to
– Yeah, the real throwback. It was all hand-drawn. Yeah. Like, had one of his friends draw it. He promoted it. Everybody knew about it, and that's what makes this really happen. Because, like, sure, like, my job, like, I have to sit there, like, with, like, my cup of ramen noodles and my computer at, like, 3 a.m. and just be like, why can't I find someone to book me in Nebraska? You know, like, but after you do that, you eventually find that one person, and that's what does it. I mean, it's really, like, it's not so much, like, you have a booking agent. Because, like, I've had people ask me, they'll be like, who's your manager? Who's your booking agent?
And
like,
me!
And, like, sometimes I'll have to, like, I'll be like, let me send an email through my fake alter ego. You know, like, you want to speak to my booking agent? Here you go. Representative of Rodentia Records, you know?
Nice.
But, yeah. You know, I mean, it's just really cool. And also, like, this is all we've ever wanted to do, all I've ever wanted
it's
to
working.
Do, and we're doing it. You know, like, the whole thing is, like,
true.
It is a dream come true.
Your van's big, so some questions about touring. Where are you staying most nights? Obviously, you said
van.
You got to stay somewhere
in
last
van.
Night.
Actually.
The
it's
East
a big
Coast
van.
Was really cool to us.
All right.
Really?
I'm gonna say, like, they're, like, in the van. I'm like, nights in the van are more memorable because they're not as comfortable. But actually, like literally on the next CD linear notes that we put out, like, I'm gonna thank every house we stayed at because,
oh,
like,
my
literally
God. They've all been so great to us.
For the 30 days we've been on the road, we've probably slept at like 18 or 20 houses.
That's awesome.
Because literally you play with the band, like,
I feel like it was more like 15.
All right, whatever. But hey, dude, that's
either
better
way,
than
that's
two.
That's
true. It's a lot better
way
than
to open
two.
Up the doors, people.
Yeah, like,
that's
it's
how,
like,
you make stuff like this happen.
Doors and opening your hearts to these poor downtrodden punks.
Like, it's really cool because you just do a shout out after your set, and, like, unless you have, like, a big drive to do that night and you have to hit the road, you can be like, hey, like, if you really, really like us, like,
let us sleep on your floor,
you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, you don't even have to feed us, just let us sleep in your house.
Yeah, it's cool. And then sometimes they feed you on accident. They'll be like you'll go
shout
to their house.
Shout out to South Carolina.
Yes, shout out to, what is
Turbo
it?
Gatto.
To Turbo Gatto from, what is it, from Columbia, South Carolina. It's
real
like,
cool cats.
They were like, yeah, you could stay at our house, sure. Like,
They were the best.
Yes, like they were kind of caught off guard because I guess like a band hadn't asked them that before, but they were like, yeah, you could stay at our house.
They had a really cool house.
I
got my own bed and bathroom.
Yeah.
In your own bathroom? Wow.
Yeah, right?
Lucky guy.
Yeah, Tony got the guest room.
Their couch was comfortable.
Oh,
as
those couches were really comfortable.
They were really nice. I mean, and you slept in the kitchen.
Yeah, I slept it. They had a couch in the kitchen.
Couch in the kitchen.
That's pretty cool.
Full fridge access. But no, it was really cool. Like, we showed up there, and then, like, they're opening the fridge, and like, well, we have eggs. And they were like, we also have sausage. And we're like, we can make you breakfast. And then before we knew it, they were making us breakfast. And, like, the fluffiest eggs we have ever had in our lives.
It's,
you
like,
know,
sorry,
it's
Mom.
All thanks to Turbo Grotto, right?
Turbo Gatto.
Like, Turbo
Gatto.
Fast Cat. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Their t-shirts are awesome, too.
Turbo
Gatto. I don't know if they sell them
rats.
Online, but, like, they have awesome t-shirts. It looks like the Addicts logo, but it's a cat.
It's really cool.
How is funding your tour going?
How is funding going, the tour? Like,
so when you do a tour, let's start at the very beginning real quick. All right, so you've set a tour. You got in your mind. This is how it's going to work. How do you start from point A to the very, you know, to city number two?
Pray to God.
How does that work when you're
pray
booking
to God
yourself?
You got enough money from the show. All
right. So
you are traveling at a time where gas is pretty inexpensive around here. Like,
yes.
Today, I was
it's
just
like
at Costco earlier today.
$2.17.
Right, yeah.
What the hell is that about?
Right?
We're paying
it's
like
crazy.
$3 in Jersey.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Salt Lake is typically
California
less expensive.
Suck.
Like, I will fill up
ooh,
before I go
like
to Vegas.
$3.25.
Oh,
like,
bet.
Nothing against California. I mean, literally, like,
gas was expensive.
Going to California was like a surreal religious experience because I love like Black Flag and NoFX, my favorite band.
A ton of great bands
awesome.
Out of California. Yes.
But the gas was horrible. It was like $25, $30 more just to fill up the van.
Ugh.
It was like $100 every time instead of like $70 or $80. Like, it was crazy.
It's like we work our
so
asses
up,
off before we leave. Have
and
a
gas
nest
up in Provo.
But to reel this conversation in, like, I was going to say, like, what really happens is I would say that as a touring band, you pretty much, more than likely, if your band doesn't suck, like if you really put on a show, this is the whole thing. I feel like if your band's not ready to tour, like if you feel like you really got to be like, even if like, let's say like your songs aren't the best, because I don't think we got the greatest songs in the world, but like we try to really like have that, like a whole bunch of energy and really bring the crowd in and make them feel like they had a good experience. Then they're going to like want to buy your shirt. They're going to want to buy your stuff.
Also, our merch is dirt cheap.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to say. The big thing I try to do is I try to like, you want your merch to be available. You don't want to, you don't want to charge $20, $15 for a shirt. You want to charge like the $7, $10, $5.
I mean, most punks that go to shows don't have anything more. It's like after you pay for the door, it's like, all right, I got $5, $3 in my pocket, maybe enough for a pack.
Because the big thing you have to look at is like when you were saying funding, the whole thing is like, let's say like you're working a bunch of different jobs, like you're doing different things. He's like,
shout out
like,
to ShopRite.
Yeah, like he worked at ShopRite. I work every year I work as assistant manager for Halloween City.
Oh, okay.
And like I work like crazy like I know the term sometimes is it's frowned upon, but like suicide hours. Like I'll work at Halloween City from like 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. to like 1 a.m. at night.
And you sleep there and wake up and go again.
Also, shout out to like, I was working graveyard shift at Michael's, getting up at 2 in the morning after like working like till 12. And then I was working three jobs at the, oh my God. Getting up.
Yeah, he was also.
At one point, thank you, Stacia, for getting me the job there, but. Oh, I just couldn't do it.
He was saving up money doing, scaring people out of hayride.
Nice.
Yeah, like, that was real great. Shout out to Schaefer Farms.
I love the fall to, like, save up money, especially when you're going to do, because, like, definitely, like, as we continue to tour, like, we're always going to go south for the winter, like the birds. The birds definitely know where it's at, and we're going south.
I've seen bands tour. There's a band that left here. Authority Zero left Salt Lake, so we watched the Salt Lake show on their way to Colorado. Wrecked their van. It was snow. They were here in February.
Yeah.
Wrecked their van. They had to get a replacement van. They took pictures. The van was on its side, windows blown out, so... Yes,
you gotta
come
go
to areas
south.
That go with the snow. Come.
That's
in the
why, like,
you guys were very lucky. So I'm glad you've been fortunate so far.
Yeah, we really like. We're gonna hit everything north this summer. We're gonna be because I really want to go to Montana, the Dakotas,
Boise.
All the
Boise.
Bands
go to
Boise.
All the woodsy places.
Yeah. Portland, like Oregon, all that stuff. We're gonna do all that this summer. It'll be great. But as I was saying, going back to the funding thing, though, one of the big thing is like that capital you save up. Like, sure, you're gonna have a certain amount for, like, gas and, like, when you don't have shows come together. But, like, yeah, you gotta buy the merch.
Yeah.
It's the big thing you have to look at, which I think a lot of bands sometimes don't always do. And this is, like, I'm not calling any bands out, but I feel like the big thing is you have to look at, if you spent $1,500 or, like, $2,000 on merch, then that's $2,000 that you have, or more. Like, if you're having some profit on it, that's, like, maybe
especially if you're good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If that's $3,000 in your van that you can make. So, like, if you're selling your stuff at, like, cheap prices, you can make that money every night. So, like, sometimes people be like, then you're not profiting. But it doesn't really matter. Like, you're just trying to get money for food and all that stuff. And the money you saved up, instead of having cash in your pocket, it's physical stuff. So, like, it's kind of like you're flipping it. So that's the cool thing. So, like, we're playing this show, and we're making $100 or whatever dollars, and then that's money to get to the next city. You know, we've made that most.
We have, but
you're investing in yourself, though. So
exactly, you have to invest in yourself.
If you believe in yourself,
anything's
possible. You have that $1,500
in your pocket. You can drive and pay that $1,500, or people are going to check you out, and they're going to be like, hey, I want that. So they're going to get your money back,
yeah.
And then people are going to, you're leaving your print. You know,
oh, exactly.
Everywhere you go,
no, that's the big thing. That's the big.
Like that.
Remember
so
when we were
money.
In Tennessee and we were literally handing out our CDs on the street corners?
We did that like last summer on our tour. We had our Tennessee show fall through, and we just it was really cool. Like I said, the word of mouth, like on the internet, like you can just be like you can like through different groups, you can be like, what's the coolest punk rock like record store in Tennessee? So we found this like punk
it was
record store,
Underground Bunker.
Yeah, it was called the
Real
Bunker.
Cool thing.
I think it was called the Vinyl Bunker, and it was really cool because the dude there was like, yeah, man, I'm like DJing a punk show tonight. it's huge. Like, there's bands from all over the country, and you should go. And we were like, really what? Good show. And it was a barbecue. We got a meal, like, the best meal on our summer tour. And then literally everybody there we gave CDs to. Because, like, I try to, like, cut the cost of my CDs as much as possible. And then also, like, every, like, the way I do it, I'm a little bit different because, like, I am a graphic artist and I do all the artwork for our band. Like, what I really try to do, and this is going for anybody that's just discovering us, never heard of Houston and the Dirty Rats.
Who the hell is that? I've never heard of that.
Every time I order CDs, like, let's say I order 2,000 CDs, I divide that into, like, four different types of CDs. So, like, there might be, like, the content is the same on all 2,000, but, like, every run of 500 is, like, different artwork, different thank yous, different things. So, like, they're all different. So it's all, like, a memento. And, like, I like to give them out for free and all that stuff because, like, they're somewhat like a collector's item. They're sure. somewhat like publicity.
I mean, think about the
One you
the,
guys brought me. I got number 375 out of 1,000.
Yeah, they're all,
so they're numbered.
They're all numbered. Yeah. And then also, like, inside that one is a poster. Every one of our CDs comes with a poster. And the poster normally promotes our upcoming next release.
Okay.
Like, when we're back here, like, we'll probably either you'll meet us in Moab.
Yes.
Or maybe we'll
word
we'll,
to the wise.
Or maybe we'll play because
spell
I didn't know
check.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Word to the wise. Spell check.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, anybody that checks us out on the rest of this tour, there's actually a spelling error on this first 500 of the 1,000. The song's called State
is that,
of Mind.
Is that going to make it worth more?
Maybe.
If we make it.
The song's. What do you mean if? When we make it? The song's called State of Mind, and on these first 500, it says State of Mind.
It does. State of Mind.
Yeah.
Actually, nice. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, you look up what
so
that
this
means.
Is the. There's four tracks from the original Rat EP you guys
yes.
released last March on Bandcamp.
Yes, yes, sir.
And then you released the single, which is also on
yes.
is Dumpster Diver, January 1st
yeah,
of this
and
year.
Then,
and also, so this is the Rat EP Plus. You even have another track. So you have six
yeah.
total on this.
And then it's actually, Dumpster Diver is actually part of a double single, which we released on a flexi disc. Like
okay.
vinyl. And the
you were
single,
showing those at the show last night. I heard
yeah.
you guys talking about
the
that
one song,
on the show.
The song's called Pity Date. And just give me one second. And then like, what it is it, like, Gerard's, like, locked and loaded to tell you what
it's like,
state
let's do
means.
It. Let's do it.
But no, what's cool is, Pity Date will be available really soon on Bandcamp. It was supposed to come out on February 1st,
okay.
but actually on February 2nd, we got the music video out. So you can check out the music video
first
for Pity Date.
Awesome.
And
we'll
Pity Date's like the dominating single. It's kind of more of like a catchy song. You can sing along with it. And that's like, so it'll be the first time you're hearing it, man, and that'll be cool.
Right,
man.
It will be.
And
I'll make sure we get that
even,
on the show,
yeah.
Yeah,
you can, but before I even get it on Bandcamp, you can probably rip it off the CD and put it in your show
yep.
and tell about it.
I will do that. Can I take a picture of Tony and
yeah,
put
and
face
him to the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because normally what it is when we come back this summer, my little brother is the founding drummer.
Okay.
And he's with us primarily for the band. He's just trying to save up. So because he's going to be – we're doing like 4 months of touring.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're not working.
Yeah,
you're
not
doing
we're not
a
working.
Job, so you got to –
But,
a bummer.
But yeah. we were able to bring the legendary Tony Bones
Which
from
is great.
Ides.
Great, Tony. Yes.
Like the Ides of March. You got to definitely check them out. And then – Let's go back to Gerard, though.
Right.
He's yes. going to tell you
what
sate means.
Yeah, no,
fulfilled.
It's satisfy a desire or appetite to the full.
Yeah.
Supply someone with as much as or more of something that is desired or can be managed.
I'm
so,
disappointed that you had to look that up.
You know what? I wanted a real precise. I didn't want to mince words, man.
You didn't want to... But yeah, so at least as far as typos go, it wasn't like there was a Z thrown in. At least the meaning was, it somewhat makes sense.
Sure,
right?
Sure. That's what you meant for the meaning of the song.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Satisfy yourself.
And it's
give
really...
in to absolute pleasure.
Rocky Horror reference. Also, another cool thing is like we're going to be releasing like 7 releases this year.
Awesome.
Hopefully. I mean, like,
fingers
we got them in the
crossed.
Works. But, like, we're going to have a cassette tape coming out
on 420.
On 420. And that's what we'll have in July. And
actually, Record Store Day's the day after.
Actually, yes.
Oh, crap.
Yes, it is.
Right.
We're playing,
it is.
We'll be playing a local show. We're going to be playing our local
Spin
record
me
store.
Round records.
That is awesome. So, where are you going to be? Where'd you say?
Spin Me Round Records. Spin Me Round Records.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like
the only good store in the Phillipsburg.
That
Mall.
Is when you look at
which is a ghost.
When you look at Phillipsburg, New Jersey, pretty much like what is Phillipsburg, New Jersey?
Small town.
It's a high school football team, and it is a record store. There's Spin That's Me Round really... Records, and then we have the Liners, our football team.
Where is it in relation to maybe the next biggest city?
Easton, Pennsylvania, where the Crayola factory is.
So you guys are closer to so you're closer to Pennsylvania. So probably bigger cities in Pennsylvania than
definitely.
If you were to go to bigger cities in New Jersey. Gotcha.
We're the last exit on 78 West. Okay. People are like, always from Jersey, they'll ask you, what exit are you from? We're from exit 3 on 78 West.
Nice. And it's like, I wonder where that is.
But what I was going to go to, though, is like, we have a lot of stuff coming out this year, though. We're going to have, like, a segue. Like, we just talked a lot about State of Mind. We're going to be re-recording State of Mind and putting out an EP. We're going to give the song a second.
It's going to be better.
Yeah, it's going to be better. We're going to give the song a second try, give it the what it deserves, and then we're going to have some other like positive thinking songs with it.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Speed it up, definitely.
Yeah.
And it'll be really cool. We're going to be and that's going to be coming out in July. We're probably going to be releasing that on like the 4th of July. So when we come back, I kept thinking like about the cassette tape we're releasing in April, but by the time we make it out west, like we're going to be supporting the cassette tape and the single.
That's awesome.
And hopefully we'll have that either on a flexi disc or a CD. So that'll definitely be cool.
Right now you guys have 6 tracks, at least that people, 5 they can get for
sure. They can get for sure. Yeah.
But one's coming out very soon.
Very
and
soon.
If they see you on tour, they can get one of these.
They can get one of our CDs. Our CDs are
Is that what you guys are playing? Is these 6 tracks, or what else are you playing?
We're playing a lot of songs off the cassette tape
that
we're going to be releasing on 420. And that's really cool. And we're actually even like a little side note. We're going to be releasing the cassette tape in New Hampshire. Because I think recently weed became legal.
Not when there's snow, right?
Yeah. Recently,
no.
Recently, marijuana, the devil's lettuce, became legal in New Hampshire.
Yay.
So there's a huge like 3-day festival happening. Called like 420 Fest, and we're gonna
That's
be releasing
great.
Our cassette tape there.
And you
so
be playing?
Really cool. Yeah,
awesome.
We're gonna be releasing
That's
our
great.
Tape
Excited.
There.
In Colorado and in Nevada, that has already happened.
Yeah, that's
so,
really cool.
I don't know if you guys...
We haven't really taken advantage of it,
mean,
we've heard about it.
I mean, we totally did.
Utah's typically behind
Not
the
Houston.
Curve.
Not Houston, but definitely took advantage of that.
Yeah. Me and the weeds aren't friends.
Okay, fair. That's cool that you guys are going to be playing that show... 6 cool tracks. I've already heard all but Pity Day. I haven't heard that, so I'm looking forward to hearing it and then getting it put on the show. You guys are starting to get on the downslope of this tour, planning out the next tour. Are you doing all the planning again?
So
do you already have dates and stuff worked out?
Yeah,
obviously you kind of have the Moab things kind of in place.
Yeah, the Moab things in place. We're going to be doing like we're going to play a fair amount of festivals this summer and stuff. I'm trying
well,
to get
it's festival season.
It's festival season.
Right.
So that'll be really cool. Like I have something in the works that I've been talking to people. There's going to be a festival in Lubbock, Texas. They're going to probably...
You know what? I like
you're going ham, Gerard, with that pita.
That's good. He's eating some spicy hummus, supremely spicy hummus. It's
spicy.
Really good. It's really good.
But anyhow, we play a lot of festivals this summer and... also, like some shows that are coming together, we have some really cool shows coming up like really soon when we get back home. On March 24th, we're going to be playing the Clash Bar in Clifton, New Jersey. We're going to be opening
Clash Bar.
We're going to be opening for a band called Zingaya, and then also we're going to be playing a band called Doc Rotten. They're going to be doing their record release party on at the Mill Hill Basement. On March 30th. So there's going to be 2 shows, like, right when we get home. And then on April 14th, it's a Saturday, we're playing the Launch Festival in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's
Hopefully
a Saturday.
People from PA and New Jersey are hearing
this.
Right?
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
I have no idea how many people listen, but we have people listening from everywhere.
But
all
no, that's
over
some
the,
real,
all over
that
the
makes,
world.
That's some big stuff we have coming up. And then, like... when we release our cassette tape, which is going to be called Skunk in New York, we're going to have like the Skunk in the New USA York. Tour, even though it's also going to include Canada. So we're going to
I'm excited.
We're going to touch down. We all got our passports submitted. So.
I've been trying to learn French, and it's not going well.
You only need a few words, I'm sure. You can figure out the rest.
But no, it's really cool. I mean, we have
That's
a lot of
That's what your
plans.
Phone's for. You have Google Translate on your phone.
Google Translate.
Just talking to my phone.
To my phone.
I eat oranges.
Yes. So you have a bunch of stuff coming up. That's great.
Yeah.
You'll have to stop through here.
Definitely.
So I don't know where the Moab portion will be, but if we go down to Moab, we'll just pack up and have to come down
definitely.
There.
Definitely. Like, now that I know cool. that Moab's so far, though, I might even play Salt Lake and then Moab.
It'd be two different audiences.
It'd be
for
two different
people
audiences.
People are either going to be there for that weekend for what's going on, or they're not. And so they'll be in Salt Lake. And again, that's a 4-hour time or 4-hour drive. Cool. I mean, there's areas in the border here. I can't even think of what it is, but the border town in Nevada is like 45 minutes.
Wow.
That's where people go to gamble.
Cool.
They're driving to Vegas. So I mean, that's
oh yeah,
that's
four.
I could drive there, back there, and back
it's
before
called,
I could
like,
get to Moab.
It's called Wendover. Like Wendover.
There it is. Wendover.
I was
drawing a blank.
We hung out for Wendover in Wendover for a while.
Giant
like we,
cowboy.
Yeah, they have the giant
yes.
cowboy.
Yes, they do.
We didn't know anything. We were just like, oh, we're almost in like Utah. Let's just take a pit stop. We're like an hour and a half away, and then we're like everything. It's like mini Vegas.
Yeah.
Like Reno
it's
wasn't
got
even
a border.
That much. Yeah.
So you have Wendover, and then. And, you know, West Wendover.
All the gas stations have blackjack right. tables. It's nuts, man. Yeah. It's nuts.
On the roulette wheels.
Right. So there is like a Utah portion, and then there's a Nevada portion. So the Nevada portion has
wow.
everything you've described, and the other portion has none of that.
Yeah. It's like, well, here are the schools, and there
yes.
are the casinos.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like that. So we'll have to have you on the show again because it sounds like you have so much
oh, yeah,
coming
there's
up.
So
and
much.
I'd love to hear after that's actually help put out there
also,
what's happening,
like,
but then talk to you and see how it went. How's it going?
There's even going to be a big thing because like we're going to be kind of not off from touring, but like in the fall, like September, October, November, stuff like that. We're going to be working on other releases, playing local shows.
Sure.
We're going to be releasing like a single every couple of months. So we're like in September, we're going to be back. And on this way, we're going to be doing a tour called the Rats on Route 80 Tour. And we're going to, what's it called? We're going to, it's going to be really cool. We'll be back in Salt Lake. We have a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, we're just going to be continuously on tour. So, I mean, if you don't see us this time, you'll definitely see us next time.
Right.
Because like
for
I
sure.
said, we're going to be on the road for like 7 months. So it's going to be
one
really
of us
cool.
may end up disappearing because, you know, bands, you know. Like to kill each other.
Oh, no. Hopefully there'll be no cannibalism. Hopefully there'll be no cannibalism, you know?
That would be better for
that,
the band.
That Donner
well,
party,
there
though.
Is only three of you, so
oh, well,
you're not like one of those bands that
oh,
have a bunch of spares floating around.
Hey, I've seen some pretty cool duo acts.
And not like a ska
I
band.
I have, too. The Slaves from UK, they're actually going to be at Punk Rock Bowling. I watched some of their videos because
cool.
we talked to guys from Paranoid Visions, and they said, hey, check this band out. Oh, we did, and then turns out they came out here, or they're coming out here. And then we went and saw The Living End, and they had a two-piece.
Oh, I love The Living End.
Saw them, they came through. And that's a three-piece, but they were traveling
they're
with
the
a two-piece band. And I have no idea who it was. I can't even remember, but they put out a lot of noise. That's what the Paranoid Visions guy said. For two guys, they're putting out a lot of noise.
Wait, what's that one grindcore band that we're friends with?
Oh, yeah, there's a shout-out to a band. They're called Augura. They're named after the witch from the Dark Crystal.
Okay.
And they're going to be, like I said, all these festivals. They're going to be running this really cool festival in Vermont, in Rutland. And it's going to be like a huge festival next summer. Like I said, like
nicest people.
Any people all over the country, like, you'll definitely see a lot of us. We're just trying to like just tour constantly. I want to be,
meet
this
people,
is our jobs, meet people.
Grow the network.
Yeah.
Right? That creates the success for the band, I think.
Hopefully.
It's having
yeah.
a good network. You know, if you don't have somebody doing it for you and you're doing it yourself,
yeah.
that's how it's gonna happen.
I mean, even if
happen.
They hate us, at least they know who we are.
Exactly.
Right? Now, you guys do. You might be maybe not as known as some other bands, but the music's still good. You know, when
I'm glad you like
we
it.
Only play stuff
I'm really
that we
glad
like.
Somebody
and
likes it.
Well, you know, I hadn't heard Dumpster Diver, or not Dumpster Diver, the EP yet, the Rat EP before I heard Dumpster Diver, but I heard Dumpster Diver, and I'm like, hey, this is
probably
cool. I want to check
one
it out.
Of our best songs
played it on
yet.
The show, and
absolutely.
Then found the rest of the music afterwards. So you guys do a great job.
Thank you
it?
So much. What's up?
Didn't we listen to that?
What?
Somebody was playing Dumpster Diver on the
oh,
radio.
Yeah, no. That was their podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
That
well,
was really fun. I liked that.
So
it was really cool. I really like that band, Rats in the Wall. I think
right?
they're from. They're really good.
Cool band.
They're from,
finally
are they
good
from
bands.
Europe or no? Brooklyn, right? I think
they're from.
I am shocked
I
to remember
York,
all
not,
of these names because
yes.
I can't remember crap.
Yeah, no, I'm really
Rats
good.
In the Wall is from New York, I believe. Rats Nest, another band we either are going to be playing coming up or just played. I think it's from the UK.
Like, I love the chick vocalist
yes.
in Rats and Wall. Like,
so New York, yeah.
Her voice was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so
good. Much passion.
It was kind of like, it was like that, the Distillers, so Brody Dalle, yeah. Like Courtney Love, just awesomeness. It was great.
Well, speaking of a bunch of the, we were talking about a bunch of the Fat Records bands, a lot of female-led bands. Last Gang, they just released.
They're good.
Yeah, it's released an album yesterday. That's female vocalist. Yeah. And They're great, and we're actually going to be doing a show coming up with either female bands or female vocalists. So nothing
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So if you have any recommendations that you think we should include.
You should play Ides. All right. Yeah, we have that. Tony's band has that.
Excellent. We will include Ides
in
the show.
Amazing vocalist.
Yeah. So that'll be great. We're going to be doing that hopefully by the end of this month, March, or
awesome.
In April. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's so cool.
Definitely have to tune into that.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Like 90% of the bands I play are all female-fronted or just, you know, non-male members.
Right. That's awesome. It's great. There's a lot of good vocalists out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so definitely looking forward to doing that. I'm glad you guys checked out the show. And feel free to check out as many as you like. We'll definitely be including this episode right here. But, you know, when you guys get some more releases, we will be including you guys again. So we're looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll keep you updated. And you could definitely – it's so cool. Like, I love what you're building. It's so neat. It's really cool.
It's a blast. Chris and I have a great time talking with bands. That's what we love to do. But discovering new bands, you know, so much music out there. And so getting to do this podcast as part of it is – finding more music, and then other people should tell us about more music and get
exactly.
to check it out. So much out there. You know, before I started doing this like 2 years ago, I was proud of myself. Like, I have every song I ever want to have on my iPod. And, you know, new stuff comes out. Fuck, I've added like 3,000 songs in the last year and a half. You know, you really have no idea until you really start to hear from other people.
Yeah.
There's so many other bands out there that if you just kind of live in a bubble, you're
it's
never
so
going
to
know. So it's cool to get to hear other people talk about it. And that's one thing we enjoy doing is putting it out there, you know, what we like and what we're coming across, and there's a lot.
I bet that they like playing and having you on, like having themselves on your show.
Yes.
I mean, indeed. When I heard that, I was like mind blown. It's like, yo, what? It's like, why'd you put the CD in? And it's just like, that's not the CD.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to get this episode put together. I'll let you guys know. Feel free to share it out. You know, hopefully a lot of people were able to check out that video. I really enjoyed the video. I was driving and listening. So I turned it on before I even left. I was like, oh, fuck, you guys are already on. And so I heard it. So I was listening to it as I was driving over to where you guys were playing. And fucking, I couldn't believe that. Getting ready to park, video's off. Like, oh, son of a bitch. It's my luck. But I look forward to you guys coming back. Moab, the summer. If you guys come back before that, feel free to, you know, feel free to make sure you let us know. That way we know.
Definitely.
Let us know ahead of time. We'll set you up.
I'm glad, like, I definitely learned something today, though, from you, though, because I did not know that Moab was that far.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, now you have enlightened me, sir,
yes.
Because now I know that we can play Salt Lake and Moab. So.
Yes.
So even
definitely
throw Provo
do that.
In there, so.
Well, we talked to a bunch of bands. A lot of bands have hit us up, like, hey, where should we play? Where should we play? So Chris and I are actually going to work on doing something along those lines ourselves. And the Warped Tours last year, at least for Coast to Coast Tour, is this upcoming year. And
yeah,
that's kind of the only real big festival that actually hits Salt Lake. There is another local one, and it's more of a variety of bands, which is great. But it's not always, you know, you hit it on a certain day or a certain time, and it's the band you want to see. We want to do our own punk festival, and so we're looking at doing that, not this summer, because Warped Tour will be here, but we're actually kind of working it out right now. So we're going to do one in Salt Lake 2019.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
we'll
work on venues
sure,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I will hit you up. So if you guys would like to come out, it'll be a one-day deal. But shows, you know, trying to set up bands, and we're not trying to do it. You know, I have no idea what promoters make. We haven't even looked into it yet. But we're not doing it for that. We're doing it because we want to get good bands here, get them in a good spot.
Let's bring back punk. Let's make it.
Yes,
involve.
And that's why we do this.
You should involve the pirate punks. You should definitely hit
cool
them
guys.
Up. The pirate punks. The pirate punks are like, especially out west like this, they're kind of like an organization of DIY kind of like mentality
Whoa.
People.
That'd be great.
It's like,
sorry.
A club, and like the pirate punks help so much with doing that stuff. So they could definitely make that happen because they help with promotion and all
Sweet.
That stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to hit them up. They probably find them on somewhere online, right?
Yeah.
No, just look it up. If you look up the Salt Lake City Pirate Punks.
Salt Lake City Pirate Punks, done. I will do that. I will let you guys get going. I know you're probably a little bit past time.
We
I know.
Have a show to play.
Yes,
yeah,
they
got
a show
to
play
show
tonight.
To play.
So I won't hold you up any further, but thank you for coming. Thank you for taking
thank
the time.
Thank you for having us, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
This you is found great. Us, man. And
yes.
Here we are.
Yes.
Last thing I was expecting
fancy,
today.
Fancy
yes.
microphone.
Real yes. fancy.
Love free drinks.
Well, I appreciate
food.
You guys.
Oh,
free food.
And that, yes. So we'll load you up before we go. Again, thank you. We'll jump into some more music. I'm going to be playing a bunch of your tracks. And maybe
thank
we'll
so
be able
much.
To get around to some tracks that you guys have talked about, some other bands, and just throw it on an episode. We'll make a whole episode with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so more music up next. Thanks again to Houston and the Dirty Rats.
We love you, America.
Is State of Mind, or from the interview, it could be State of Mind. Guess that's up to you to decide. But actually, on the album, it is State of Mind. Cool track, originally off the Rat EP, and Houston and the Dirty Rats released that on March 5th of 2017. Go get it on their Bandcamp page, or if you're fortunate enough to catch them out on tour right now, get the Rat EP Plus. Disc. That's what I was able to get from those guys today. It's awesome. Thanks again to the boys for stopping by. Great interview. You get to hear all about what it's like being on the road, setting up your own tour, all the cool bands they've been playing with. You know, I'm very fortunate enough to get to talk to people about that stuff. So I was happy these guys took time out of their day playing the house show last night in Salt Lake City and then playing right now in Provo. So they took time out of their trip for that. Again, these guys are from Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And a lot of cool music that they've got coming out. Special thanks to Houston and Gerard, who are both here. And then Tony Bones from Ides filling in on this tour. Those guys were great. And they're off of their record label, which is Rodentia. So make sure you check that out, too. You can check out Houston and the Dirty Rats on Facebook at Houston Dirty Rats. So not and, but Houston Dirty Rats. And you can also check them out on Instagram at Houston and the Dirty Rats. So check these guys out. They are great. They still have some tour left. They said they were going to be going to, I believe, Colorado Springs, stopping for a show in Denver, a couple more that are listed on their Facebook page. They'll be in Indiana. They'll be in Cincinnati, a couple shows in New Jersey, and then they're trying to pick up a few in between here and there, and that's for the rest of March. So when you see them, pick up that merch. They aren't kidding. They're selling that for dirt cheap. And yeah, pun intended on that for the Dirty Rats. I've got me a cool red Houston and the Dirty Rat shirt. Can't wait to wear that one. And Chris, we were able to pick up something for Chris. What a lucky guy since he wasn't here. A bunch of stickers, flexi disc, vinyl, all kinds of stuff. Those guys hooked me up. Super nice. Very friendly, and I've shared out some of their videos. So the show in Salt Lake City and the show that's going on in Provo right now, both shared to our Facebook page. So check that out as well. But for the rest of this episode, I'm going to play some bands that those guys talked about, and then we'll wrap up with the new track that we were talking about, Pity Date. But first up, since Tony, he was pretty quiet through the interview, but we did hear from Tony. What we want to do is play his other band. So we're going to play a track from Ides. That's I-D-E-S. And the album is Born to Run in Place. This track is called Motormouth. It's track number 2. We'll be right back. All right. That was some female-fronted hardcore from New Jersey Ides. Hope you enjoyed that. That was great. Awesome, gritty sound. I know Chris would enjoy that. He likes his hardcore music and a big fan of the female-fronted bands. You can check this out on their Bandcamp page, and you can also check them out on Facebook. They are at Ides, I-D-E-S-N-J for New Jersey. Great. Nick and Nick, guitar and bass. And then Jill with the vocals. And then Tony Bones, who's in studio with us today, out touring with Houston and the Dirty Rats. He's on drums. So check them out. Hope you enjoyed it. You can go get, that was from the release that was in December of December 18th, 2016. So their most recent release looked like a four-track EP, Full Spectrum Dominance. That just came out in this last November. So head on over to Bandcamp and check out Ides out of New Jersey. Next up, we're going to play the band the fellows were talking about from South Carolina. That was super cool. Let them stay at their house. Even made them breakfast the next morning. How awesome is that? What we have next is Turbo Gatto. Turbo Gatto, or Fast Cat. Turbo Gatto is out of South Carolina. This album is not raw power. It's pop power. And the track is Space Cats from Outer Space. That is Turbo Gatto, and you can catch them on Facebook at Turbo Gatto Band, and they're also on Instagram at Turbo Gatto. And I think I might have said the boys or the fellas about them, but I'm inaccurate there. It's a guy and a girl. It looks like it's Kevin and Gina. It's just a two-piece. They're putting out a lot of noise, kind of like we were talking about in the interview, a two-piece band that is out there just, you know, wouldn't even be able to tell. It's awesome. So I hope you enjoyed that track, Space Cats from Outer Space. It's off of Paw Power, and that looks like that is their most recent release. And you go over to Bandcamp if you like that and check out Paw Power, which they released on January 6th of 2018, Space Cats from Outer Space being track number 2 from it. So next up, we're going to play two more bands that these guys talked about and played shows with. The next one they really enjoyed was a band out of New Orleans, and the band is called Paris Avenue. Paris Avenue has an EP called Just Friends, and that EP was released October 16th of 2017. And the track that we're going to play off of Just Friends EP is called Shield My Eyes. So here is Paris Avenue from Nolans. Paris Avenue. They are out of New Orleans, and you can catch them on Facebook and Instagram, both at Paris Avenue LA for Louisiana. These guys played with Houston and Dirty Rats on February 12th, just outside of New Orleans. So hopefully you're able to catch that if you're in that area. Good show, two good bands, right? And there's other bands on that bill as well. But Paris Avenue, great. You know, one of those things I was talking about in the interview is just getting to discover new bands, and that's a cool sound. I like that. Definitely a sound of bands that I caught on Warped Tour before, and Turbo Gatto, just, you know, a lot of bass, you know, just a great sound. I liked it. And Ides, man, what a good hardcore band, right? Out of New Jersey, you know, right near New York, so close as far as, you know, Chris and I have talked about New York hardcore and just hardcore in general, but, you know, great bands. So that was Paris Avenue, and that was a track that I found not on Bandcamp. I found it on iTunes. Gosh, so I don't even talk about iTunes much, but that's where I found us. If you like it, go get their 6-track EP, Just Friends, there. And they also have a website, so if you want to check out other information about them besides what's on Facebook and Instagram, go to ParisAvenueLA.com. So check that out, too. So last band I'm going to play before we get back to Houston and the Dirty Rats is the band they played with last night and tonight in Salt Lake. And it's a local band here, and the band is Shit Dogma. And it looks like it's a group of women, and those ladies, there's three of them in the band from what I can tell. I should probably know better since they're in Salt Lake. But either way, you can go to Bandcamp, check out their stuff there. Album come out, Digital Validation. And I'm going to play Destructive Decisions, which is track number one for Shit Dogma. Shit Dogma out of Salt Lake City. You can get them on their Facebook page at Shit Dogma SLC. I think that band really sounds a lot to me like the Runaways. The vocalist sounded very similar to me, like similarities with Sherry Curry or Cherry Curry out of the Runaways, and just a gritty sound like the Runaways. So, you know, I'm comparing an all-female band to an all-female band, but even still, it cool, and that's awesome. What a cool band to fill in, like the guys were saying for that show last night. Just be like, oh yeah, we're ready to go, and then jump right in and play. So that is awesome for everybody that attended that party. Again, at Shit Dogma SLC on Facebook, and go over to Bandcamp and check out Digital Validation EP. Check out all those tracks. You got it's an EP, but they got 9 tracks on there, and they're playing again with Houston and the Dirty Rats tonight at the Rad Shack in Provo, Utah. And so next up and last track for the episode is that new track that will be coming out for purchase on the Houston and Dirty Rats Bandcamp page. Sorry. And that is also something I picked up. So if you've seen him out on tour or going to see him out on tour, make sure you pick up that Rat EP Plus. And you'll get this song as well. The track is Pity Date.
How long have
Pity Date. I picked that up off of their new kind of new EP. It's the old EP, but a plus, right? The Rad EP plus. Look for it on their Bandcamp page. Like the guy said, they're going to be releasing up to 7 songs this year, just kind of singles here and there. Keep on the lookout for them. We'll definitely play more of those tracks as those guys get them released. And I wish nothing but the best for those guys to finish up their tour. Special thanks again to Houston, Gerard, and Tony Bones for stopping in. And I hope the rest of the tour is just outstanding for those guys. The show tonight looked great, too. I was watching that before I got recording here. So everybody that was down there at the Rad Shack in Provo, I hope you enjoyed that a bunch. Those guys look like they put on a great show, and I'm looking forward to them coming back to Utah, maybe checking them out in Moab or Salt Lake or wherever, depending on where they're at this summer. And they'll be out on tour again this summer, so check these guys out. Facebook, again, they're Houston Dirty Rats. So look at Houston Dirty Rats. That is all I have, so I guess I have no choice but to play the fucking outro.